Your alternative across northeast Dublin. 90.3. This is Near FM.
Online I have Chloe Power from Our Lady of Lourdes Secondary School in New Ross. Good morning, Chloe.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay, now we got in a letter from you guys, and you're doing a project for the Young Social Innovators, the Seatbelt Safety Campaign. So just tell us, how did all that come about?
Well, we had to pick a subject for Young Social Innovators, as you probably already know, and we decided to pick something that hasn't been done before, and we thought wasn't really taken seriously. So we said, from our own experience on a bus, like no teenagers wear a seatbelt, basically. So we decided to try and make a change.
And is this just on the school buses we're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you've noticed this, that the bus is going along and nobody's wearing their seatbelts. And are all school buses fitted with safety belts?
Sorry?
Are all school buses fitted with seatbelts at this stage?
Yeah, like, they all have seatbelts, but, you know, they're just not wearing them. And we don't know why. So we're trying to figure out why.
Okay, and what are you doing about it all?
Well, we've done thousands upon thousands of surveys in local schools and seeing why they're not wearing the belt, and we are trying to get people to sign pledges saying that they will wear their belt.
How's it going? How do you hope to convince people that they should be wearing seatbelts if they're not bothered at the moment?
Well, I don't know. We can hope for the best, I suppose. Well, we have our class. I know in general, we didn't really take it seriously as well until, you know, we've really seen that people are actually like, well, what if we did crash? And we've noticed that people are actually starting to wear them in our area. So we're just trying to spread that across.
And unfortunately, there have been accidents in school buses and some tragic accidents.
Yeah, dreadful. And like, I know I'm terrified if we had a crash on our bus. No one's wearing their belt and they're just like, you'd go right through the windows, like, and you wouldn't see terrible injuries.
It's a horrible thought. So you said you researched facts about the laws involving bus safety. And what are the laws on bus safety?
They're fairly basic, like, you know, that you have to wear them. And we found a lot of different laws that, you know, we were unsure of them. But I think we've confirmed them this week that you do, at teenagers, everyone has to wear them. Because we found a lot saying that the bus driver was responsible for you wearing your belt, but I don't think that's the case anymore.
So the bus driver would hardly even know if people were wearing their seatbelts or not,
but
you know.
Bus drivers don't make a huge, you know, they're not telling you to put on your belt as much because they think you're older, you know, you'll just put it on, but I don't think we do realise.
Now, this is a campaign for your Young Social Innovators project. What's the Young Social Innovators? Tell us a bit about that.
Well, it's an organisation that they just try and show what young people can do when they're given the opportunity, and they really try and show what young people can do, I suppose, yeah.
Right, excuse me, I'm just reading here, you created leaflets and wrote an article and sent it to the local newspaper. What sort of reaction did you get?
Well, I know from an older generation they're, wow, but, you know, young people, they wouldn't really be interested in reading all that kind of stuff. But we have got great feedback from people. So,
and you're planning a conference?
Yeah, we were meant to have it in February, but it just didn't work out. So, because it was on the week of the election and any politicians that were meant to come couldn't make it. So we're going to try and start that up again.
Yeah, and yet yous are all young people. So imagine there's a lot up on social media. Where can people go to read about your project?
We have a Twitter, Instagram and Facebook page. Our Twitter is TY2OLOL. Our Instagram is No Seatbelt No Pain. Our Facebook is also No Seatbelt No Pain as well. And we have a website that is noseatbeltnopain.weebly.com.
And the No Seatbelt No Pain, I take it the No Pain is KNOW.
Yeah. Very confusing.
Yeah. And you're doing a charity collection. And what was your chosen charity?
The Irish Victims Association, because we figured no one, you know, usually when you think of a charity, you think of, you know, for cancer or, you know, an illness, and they don't get a lot of donations, so we've been collecting for them.
That's the Irish Road Victims Association, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, is there anything you'd like to add, Chloe?
Do you wear your seatbelt on a bus?
On a bus?
Yeah.
They don't have seatbelts on public buses.
Yeah, but why? Why don't they have seatbelts
on public buses? That's a very good question. Very good question. And have you approached anybody? Have you done any inquiries into why there's not seatbelts on every motor vehicle?
Well, we've linked with the RSA and they're trying to push it forward that there should be. And we've gotten in contact with the Minister of Transport, but he hasn't been very responsive to us yet. So hopefully we'll get somewhere with that.
Maybe he's a bit busy because of the election, but keep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Keep chasing him. You know, that's his job. And the RSA, of course, the Road Safety Authority, they're a fantastic organisation as well.
They're excellent. Yeah, they've really helped us now. They're very good.
So you have a social media accounts, and I see you're working on a radio advert.
Yeah, we have a girl in our class who is excellent vocally. She can really sing very well, and we're planning to get her to. She's writing a song for us at the minute, I think, and we're going to try and get that recorded, set it up.
Okay, well, you should let Near FM know about that now, and we
surely will.
we'll air that for you. And you're buying and distributing wristbands?
Yeah, we designed them just last week and they'll be hopefully made soon, and then we'll send them off to different schools and in public places and everything. So hopefully a lot of people will be wearing them.
And I'm just reading here, you say it's been very, very busy. You met with the Wexford hurling team as well?
Yeah, they have plans. They've said that they'd promote us as well, and they were very impressed. And we were asking them, were they wearing their belts on the way down? They said they weren't, so they need to start wearing them.
Definitely, and they're putting together information packs.
Yeah, we already have them actually there on our website, and there should be links on our Twitter page as well, for primary schools and secondary schools.
So you're going to get every school involved.
Sorry?
In this. Yeah, you're hoping to get every school involved in this and put it. You know, get stuff out to every school to show how important it is.
Yeah, we've emailed a lot to schools and they've been really very responsive to us, and they're telling us, you know, that they're using them and the children are loving them, so it's great.
Yeah, well, it is. It's fantastic, and it is. It's great, and it's very, very important.
Extremely.
So I wish you the best of luck with it, and I hope the minister gets back onto you if he's listening.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, listen, thank you, Chloe, for taking the call.
Thank you.
Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.